So our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I cannot make up my mind what I want to do, but I have found a house that I want to buy, but my bank account says that I don't have the money. What I'm wondering is, can I buy a house without having the money to do so? I know which house it is. I know what I want in living there. But I'm wondering, can I actually buy the house that I want without having the money to do so? Can you help me with this? Well, there's 2 points to your question that we want to talk about. The one is the very first thing you said, which then you sort of skipped over. I can't quite make up my mind about this. We think that what you mean by that is that you can't quite make up your mind whether or not you want to actually buy a house. We suspect that you think, I can't quite decide whether I want to live in this place where this house is. But you like the house, you like its location, we see all of that in your vibration, you like all of its different components, you still have some contrast about it, which of course is exactly right, because you really don't believe that the perfect house exists that you could actually have right now within, 5 minutes of where you are at this moment and also available for you to purchase by tomorrow. You really don't believe that. That's fine. We're not suggesting that you should try to get there, although it would be helpful if you would just pay attention to your powerful desire, which we believe is to get into a goddamn house right now. That's what you actually want. And to do so not only with enough money to buy it, but with plenty of cash dollars in your pocket to go do all sorts of other things related to having this house. And we think that's a wonderful thing. We think that's a fabulous thing. And you can have it. You can have it today. You can have it in a few hours. The problem is that you think you know what you're supposed to do, and that we don't know what dollar amount is, but we don't know what the specific dollar amount is. And even if you said, oh, it's $3 million or it's 27 cents, it really wouldn't matter. It really, really, really wouldn't matter. And we know you don't quite believe that because you think, well, I've got 27 cents, but I don't got $3 million. Well, that's part of your dilemma. And that's what the first conversation was about. Your dilemma is that you're using sensory data to tell you what you can do and can't do, which is the wrong dependable point. It is a completely undependable, because as we keep saying, facts change. And no fact changes more quickly than bank balance. It can go up and down, up and down, up and down, right, left, in, out. It can do a pirouette. It can do the balance beams and dismount perfectly. Bank balance is a very fungible thing, as is the amount of cash in your wallet, the amount of cash in the mattress, unless what you're doing is saying, well, I've got $1 million in the mattress, that's perfectly, I've got all the lumps sorted out, I can sleep on it, it's perfectly fine, I don't want to add another dollar to what's in that mattress. Well, that's fine. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about, well, my investment account is as full as it's going to get, or I'm as invested in bonds as I want to be. That's not what we're talking about. Not talking about financial management, we're talking about the presence of cash dollars ready to spend, which is not the same thing as financial management. And here we're not talking about the difference between cash and money. We're talking about how you manage cash, which you really don't have to if you just pay attention to what feels better, and that you have ready cash to go ahead and go buy a house that's $1 million, or $3 million, or $5 million, or 27 cents, however much it is. You're using sensory data to tell yourself that you can't have what you want. The other thing that you're also doing, because we don't know what the indecision is, and we're not really clear about it, and we don't really want to be clear about it. You don't want us to be clear about it. But we would generally say, and in fact, in this instance, we think we can very specifically say, that the indecision is, if I buy this house, then I will be tied to this place. And you know that is not true. You could buy a house on Monday and sell it on Friday. It really doesn't matter. These are just transactional things. And if you let intuition carry the day, which is what its job is to do, all of these things will work out quite easily. So one of the things that we would suggest that you do is stop looking for how to buy the house. Now, we're not sure this is the instant case here, but we will say that we happen to know that one of your dilemmas is that you think the only way you're going to win it is by playing the lottery, and you don't want to play the lottery because playing the lottery actually makes you a little crazy. You buy the ticket on Monday for the game that's played on Tuesday, and in the intervening 24 to 36 hours, you're just sitting there biting your nails thinking, oh my God, I wonder how this is going to work out. I wonder how this is going to work out. We get that. You can play the lottery if you want to, but it is not the only channel. That's the dilemma you're having, is that you basically said, and this we're very certain about, and again, we may not have the details right, but we're very certain about this. You can say, this is the only channel that my good can come to me through, but that isn't the case. You can say it till the cows come home, but it's not the case. It's never the case. That's why when you say it, you feel the wah, wah, wah of the feeling of a vibration that is getting more constricted. In other words, it feels worse to say, oh, this is the only way it can happen. Occasionally, it probably feels better when you say, well, I finally faced facts. This is the only way it can happen. But that's getting relief off of the pressure to face facts. That's not the same thing. What feels better is easy, obvious, simple. It's right in front of you. You don't need to visualize more. You don't need to go out and make it happen. You don't need to go shake the trees. Just stop looking at the sensory data. Look, if you want a house, be in the house. And one of the fastest ways to do there is to say that the house you live in now, whatever kind of abode it may be, is the perfect house for you right here and right now. And to be really, really clear about it. Now, we said you can have this today, and you can have it today. The thing is that you're going to have to be willing to suspend some of your belief in the continuing permanence of physical reality. Things can shift very quickly. If you feel like, okay, well, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and figure out how to do this, then you probably want to ignore what we're saying here. The simplest thing to say is anything can happen. Marvelous things always do happen. Go very general. I know the house. You do know the house. That's specific, and it feels right. It's this house with this place at this time in this way with these things, and it all is ready for me, because it is all ready for you. Absolutely all ready for you. Now, the other thing that we notice is that you have sort of a timeline that you have figured out. And we don't disagree with this, but we would only use it if it feels better. We wouldn't use it if it's like, okay, well, first this has to happen, because that's the way this sort of works out, right? From sensory data perspective, what has to happen is first you have the cash, then you go look at the house, then you write an offer, then you wait the requisite 10 or 30 days or however long it is. And then you get the keys, and then you're done. So our suggestion is, when you are going down that road, to go ahead and grab the keys and just open the door and walk in the house. Don't sit there and figure out how you're supposed to get from point A to point F. Just take the keys. It's your imagination. Just say thank you as they hand you the keys and say, you're all done. If you are now the proud owner of this wonderful house. And likely what's going to happen is you're going to take the keys, you'll open the door, or maybe they will have given you the little button that opens the garage door. And you'll pull your car into the garage, which will really feel like home. If it's your home, that it's one thing for someone to give you keys and to walk in through the front door. That's okay, everyone, I have the keys. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Everything's fine. But when you have the little clicker and you pull your car into the garage and you get out of the car and then you walk in through the back door, that probably is unlocked because it was in the garage after all. with the door that can only be opened with a clicker. And you walk into the kitchen or the mudroom or the laundry room or whatever is back there. And you begin to walk through, and it smells like someone else's house, because the new house is going to smell like someone else's house. It won't smell like your house yet. And as you're walking, you can hear your footsteps echo, because most likely the house is empty. Maybe there's some furniture, we don't know. But you walk in and you walk over to the sink and you turn on the tap, and there you go. Like the house that now belongs to you, there's the hot and cold running water on demand. You flip the switch to turn the overhead light on and off. Click, click, click. There it is, the on-demand electricity that's working right there for you on your behalf and to your benefit. You take the big, huge, gigantic folder of all the documents, you put it on the kitchen counter, and you say, I'll figure out where to file this later when I get all the stuff in here. You open the back door, you walk out into the backyard, and you look out at the pool or the ocean or the river or the mountains or the trees, whatever it is that's back there, the bubbling brook or the bubbling fountain. You listen to the buzzing of the insects. And you stand there and you think, this is my house. And then you think, and I really need to go to the bathroom. Then you really know it's your house. As you press the little button and everything goes down the drain. And you walk into the shower and you turn on the faucet and there's the shower working. And you look out the window and you can see this is what it looks like from my bathroom out into the backyard, out into the front yard, out into the side yard, whatever it looks at. And you realize it's a little warm in here. And you go find the control that manages the air conditioning and you switch it so that it's a little bit cooler. Or you say it's a little bit cold in here and you turn on the heat, whatever it is. That's your house and it belongs to you. And these are all the ways that you know. You use the bathroom unsupervised without asking anyone's permission. It must be your house. You have the clicker to the garage door. It must be your house. You have all the codes to all the different devices that run all the pieces and parts of the house. You have the manual that tells you how the dishwasher works. You have the little piece of paper that the former owners wrote up and said, well, when you close this door, you have to jiggle it a little bit. Or even better, you go outside, you take off all of your clothes, and you jump into the pool that now belongs to you. Maybe you even make a cannonball as you do so. This is what it feels like. This is a very good use of sensory data. Because remember, when you say, I don't have enough money, you're actually imagining a bank account that doesn't have enough money. You're not. Even if you look at the numbers on the screen, those are still not actually correct. Those are a few seconds old. So it could have changed to that point of distance between the server of the bank to the server of you to the blah, 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 to what it takes to get it to the screen. But when you use your sensory data in your imagination, which is where all of this is coming from, and you're jumping a cannonball into the pool and then thinking, I should have asked them, when was the last time you updated the chemicals in this thing? And you think, it won't matter. I'll just jump out and I'll go back into my shower, into my bathroom, and take a quick shower and then get dressed. And then go start running my 337 errands that I will be doing in the order that feels better. Because I know that the universe is organizing everything and sorting everything out, and now I'm standing in the middle of a testament to this, that this house would not be here if I had not followed my intuition. That's how easy it was, because on Sunday I said I wanted it, on Tuesday I moved in.